Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, Thou art God, we are Your children, we present our bodies. We would do it in a way that's pleasing. I would speak as the oracles of God. Words of faith, subdue my iniquity. Help us, Lord God, to glorify You this hour, to do and be what You would have us to be. I pray all things in Jesus' name, amen. So let me see where to start. You know, for me to do this, God has put something in my heart. All right, so I need God's help to bring it forth. Of course, it's nothing you haven't heard, but still, the Lord has done it. That means we need to hear. And one of the things that prevents us is we're not sure we need to hear. We're not, you know, fully convinced. But I spoke to, who did I speak to last night? Mary Vukic, Sister Mary Vukic, and Christine Goodman? Goldie. Christine Goldie. So, of course, we talked about Jesus, but other things too. I talked to Mary because she listens to the broadcast somewhat. She lives with her father, Mark, who listens to the broadcast, joins us in prayer. So they're interested in serving God and looking for the kingdom. I spoke to Christine because, well, she's interested in being a friend to David and Sister Marilyn. And since she's a friend of David's, then I spoke to her because of that. I don't know her, never met her, but because she's David's friend, that's why I spoke to her. All right, we talked about Jesus. That's my calling. Yours too. So I'm going to read this. Vocation as a spiritual calling. Historically and in religious context, especially Christianity, a vocation is an invitation or summons from a higher power to live in a certain way. That's good. There's nothing wrong with that. So that's why, you know, I take what I do seriously. I'm not part-time. And some people talk to me like I'm part-time. God is the same all the time. So I'm serious about the vocation because of the one who called me. Of course, people can in life make their own vocations, you know. They're still vocation, but they're not holy vocation. I was reading Exodus 31, and it talks about, let me read just a little bit. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, see, I've called thee by name, Bezaleel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. And I have filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom and in understanding and in knowledge and in all manner of workmanship, to devise cunning works, to work in gold and silver and in brass, and in cutting of stones, to set them in carving of timbers, to work in all manner of workmanship. So I have given thee with him Aholiab of the tribe of Dan. And in the hearts of all that are wise hearted, I have put wisdom that they may make all that I've commanded thee. So like I said, you know, the gifts that men have, they come from God. I don't care what it is, carving stones or working brass. He put it in. But the thing is, men have it and they choose their own vocations. Now, when God calls us, then we are for his service. And these men, they're not cunning works, but they're priests of God, like we are priests of God. If you talk to a psychologist, or what's the other guy? Well, let's say psychologist, I guess. He's the one that, if you would speak to him, he would sort of because of his vocation, he would communicate by your gestures, way you stand, and other certain things because that's. Now, God, since he's God, then he look in you the way God looks at you. And me, since I'm God's servant, I look in the way that God has ordained me to look as his servant. See? So I'm saying that what I say here is in my heart. I say it all the time. If we would talk about picking okra, you would see out of my heart the commandments of God, the truth of God, my submission to God, my belief in God's word. So, well, sometimes you get excited. I do, Pastor Rice. Sometimes you get angry. I do. Amen. How about God? Well, but we need to do right with anger. I haven't seen a man that hadn't gotten angry. Thank you, Lord. Commandment of God, be angry and sin not. And the way you do it is put it off. You don't feed it. You don't cultivate it. You don't. Because all, once you get it, it's already running. Absolutely. It's already doing like we ought to be doing. It's redeeming the time. It's I got to get this done and get out of my way. Once you get angry, that's how it works. Thank you, Lord. So as the oracles of God, we have commandment, you and I both. But see, I hold to it. See what I'm saying? It's one thing to say, well, yeah, preach, which means speak as the oracles of God. Minister to us, which means speak as the oracles of God. And then I stand and do it, and then you call me a liar. Well, I'm telling you, I don't take that well. I still love you, but I don't take that well. That makes me angry. Especially when I do it every day, point by point, relentlessly, tirelessly. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. So that's what I'm endeavoring to do right now. Now, I need faith to do this. You know, I know how wretched I am. Don't you know that? And you all trying to, you know, find fault in me is not going to change what God has sent me to do. I maintain that I'm speaking as the oracles of God. No matter what fault you find in me, no matter what you see. Here comes Charlene. Praise the Lord, his mercy endures forever. Praise the Lord, his mercy endures forever. Praise the Lord, his mercy endures forever. He is Lord. He is Lord. Praise the Lord. His mercy endureth forever. Praise the Lord. His mercy endureth forever. Praise the Lord. His mercy endureth forever. He is Lord. He is Lord. Hallelujah. That's our victory song. Hallelujah. While y'all sang it, God gave us the victory. I'm going to hold to it, see? I'm going to hold to it. So as the oracles of God, now we find it in 1 Peter, if any man speaks. So you see, if I'm going to say, well, here I am, I'm going to endeavor to do that. And I believe in spite of me, God is able to help me do it. You see what I'm saying? So when you all keep looking at me and denouncing, refusing everything I say, I am angry. Christ in me is angry. Because this is for you. When God raised up a preacher, it's for the people. It's for us that he wants to save. So as the oracles of God, I'm going to speak to correct, to instruct in righteousness, to propound sound doctrine. Now, if I called up, what's her name, Christine, and speak to her, this will come forth. Absolutely. I don't have to say, now, Christine, this is my subject and this is my text. And I'm coming from this point of view. I don't, but that's who I am. Y'all don't understand. What we like to do is separate it. Well, he speaks as the oracles of God there. When he sat down and talked to me, he speaks like somebody else. Well, I don't do that. You shouldn't do it either. See what I'm saying? All right, Kurt, settle down. Settle down, Kurt. Settle down. Settle down. Nobody's going to mock. Just leave him alone, Kurt. Leave him alone, Kurt. Now, we can't, you know, hit him across the head. I have to do what I have to do. And it's valid because of that, you see. If I was in the flesh, nobody would mock me. Absolutely not. But understand, you're not mocking me. It's a shame for you who even name the name of God and come in here and present yourself that way. You know, these are the things that make God angry. Because you say, oh, he's great, he's God. And then you mock it. And God don't know any better. And you say you're spiritual. You see why I get angry? So no matter what you say, what you do, I'm speaking as the oracles of God. By commandment, I'm submitted. I surrender to God. And if we stay here and listen to this and don't believe it, we are really fools. Yeah, let me tell you that. Now, I speak by the oracles of God. Yeah. I tell you up front. Up front. Up front. To instruct in righteousness, to propound sound doctrine, and for your perfection, for the perfecting of the saints. Now, what I'm doing, just quoting the scriptures and just applying it. And what we like to do is read the scripture and then, you know, throw away the application. I'm not going to do that. I would be a fool. I would be a fool. All scripture is given for doctrine, for reproof. So if I speak the scriptures, I guess it's for our reproof. It's for our correction. I speak the scriptures, and they're all given for it. And for instruction in righteousness. Okay? Hallelujah. Why? Again, for your perfection, that the man of God may be thoroughly furnished unto every good work. Hallelujah. To perfect that which is lacking in your faith. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom. Preach the word. Colon or semicolon. You know what's after that? Opens it up. Well, how many times have we heard this? Are we here and we don't know what preaching is? Well, listen to me. Well, we don't know what preaching is. Y'all don't know what I'm going to do when I stand up. Now, see, that's where we come into conflict. Because you say you do, and your heart says different. And the light shines on you. Yes, it does. That's why we get all these crazy reactions. Nevertheless, I still speak the truth in Christ and lie not. I'm not going to apologize. Preach the word. Well, that means to reprove and rebuke. Thank you, Lord. Amen. With all long-suffering and doctrine. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Well, I'm always in this mode. If I'm not preaching, when I speak, it's according to the testimony of Jesus Christ. Amen. Really? Come on.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
You angry, brother?
I said, no, there's a lot of anger in here. There's a lot of anger.
Well, praise Him. It's not a problem, brother. We put it away.
Anger. right. Not like sin.
Well, we just have to search our hearts, brother.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. I mean. Oh, let me preach, brother. Let me preach. let me preach. God is angry. with the wicked every day. There's a scripture that says, when the spirit of the ruler rise up, leave not thy place. I don't expect when I get angry for y'all to get angry. I don't expect that. I mean, it'd be like God getting angry, we get angry. Why are you angry with me, God? Huh? Well, see, I'm telling you, whether you believe me or not, I'm telling the truth about how I see it. So even if you don't agree, at least you know where I'm coming from. Doesn't it make sense? Yeah. I mean, when you're chastised, corrected, getting angry is not the right response. No, it's not.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Acting like you've been done wrong.
Amen.
So in my upbringing, I was checked. They let me cry for a little bit. That's enough. Huh? That's enough. My look, boy, you better straighten up and fly right. He didn't have to write out an essay or anything. So I said, I better check my spirit here. Huh? Somehow I managed to get it right. So parents have trouble with their children as they grow old, because then they forget that they're still under authority. And that's what happened when the ruler rises up and you rise up too, then you throw away that you're under authority. That means you're in rebellion.
Amen.
I'm not going to back up.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So, you know, whatever I hear, see, experience, then I try to get life from it. You know, what is God doing? What is God saying? And that's why this young man says, be careful what you say to Pastor Rice. You're here in the preaching. Whatever I hear, whatever I see, whatever I experience, of course it's in the preaching. What else would I preach about? Give me a break. Huh? What else would I preach about? Huh? I'm in the midst of a rebellious house. Maybe I should preach about something else. Really? That's how y'all like? Yeah, right. Well, come on. Tell us this, tell us that. In the midst of a rebellious house? Why don't I just say you're rebellious? Amen. I said it the best I could.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yeah, I don't, put on my vocation and take it off. I'm a child of God everywhere. I'm a servant of God all the time. And when I have to make judgment or give input, then if whether you believe it or not, I ask God to help me. Really? If I'm going to go over and visit Charlene, I'm praying. Absolutely. Absolutely. Anytime I have to deal with God's precious ones, you better believe I pray. Yes, I'm careful. Praise the Lord. Of course, when I speak things to help and you kick me in the teeth, I'm not happy.
Amen.
You don't want me to lie to you, do you?
No.
All right. So the things I learn, I learn by the Spirit.
Amen.
That's because God has given me grace. Now, you have grace too, and it's sufficient. But we need to learn to apply ourselves.
Amen.
It is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom.
Amen.
It is given
That's
unto you
right.
to know the mysteries.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Thank you,
thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Some relationships, their parents act like they're buddies. My daddy wasn't my buddy. He was my father. Sometimes, you know, he was lighthearted sometimes, but in my eyes, that's the boss. See, not all relationships are like that. And that's what esteem others better than yourself. See what I'm saying? Amen, brother. We don't do that too well. That's why when the ruler rises up, you rise up. Most rebellious. Most rebellious. Most rebellious. What am I supposed to say? I knew better. He had instilled some fear in me. But it seemed like we failed to allow God to instill fear in us. At least not sufficiently. Maybe a trace or two. But I mean, fear. We need that. Especially in this time. So when you see things like mocking and slothfulness, then you know that they're not walking in the fear of God. Even if they have it, they put it aside. I'm not going to back up with that. Thank you, Lord. So I heard the preacher preaching, what is a Christian? I was going to do this another way, but I'll do it like this. You're Christians, aren't you? A Christian is one who forsakes all, denies himself daily, take up his cross and follow Jesus. Y'all know where I found my definition? I'm going to hold to it. I'm going to renounce all the seeking your own, all the doing what you want to do in you and in me too. You say you're Christian, then I'm going to require, like Jesus Christ, you deny all, forsake all, deny yourself, and follow Jesus Christ. Only right you have is to be a son of God. Huh? That's the right you have. Huh? Isn't that good enough? Huh? You know, sons, you inherit all things. Well, what's the problem? What's all the bickering and complaining about? That's the right that God has given us. We didn't choose our calling. We didn't say, I want to be Christian. No. See? So here we are. We got a calling. If we were, I mean, if they had a draft and we met the standard, they call us, we go. Or suffer the consequences. See what I'm saying? But this calling is from the highest. But we don't treat it that way. We find some occasion. And when we start to deviate, we don't realize that this is wickedness working. We find some occasion or something and say, well, it's okay because of this. You mean the highest called you and you make excuse? The highest called you and y'all look at me now. Let me get some eye contact. Y'all, the highest called you. Of course. Well, I'm going to hold to it. If we're going to say, I'm a saint, if you are, that means you have a high call. I'm going to talk to you like that.
Yes, amen. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
You have no right to act like the world. You have no right to live like the world. No, you don't. You have a right to emulate the life of Jesus Christ. That's what he called you to do. All this other excrement is just distraction. And we love distractions. It needs to be settled. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes. So that's what a Christian is. Huh? So he no longer his own?
Amen.
We hadn't got to that. Huh?
Thank you, Lord.
Always sing songs. We quote scriptures. Then we seek our own. That's what we want to do, where we want to go, and how we want to do it. Thank you, Lord. Lay not up for yourself treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust corrupts, neither do thieves break through and steal. For where your treasure is, where your treasure is, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. I'm going to go to the scriptures that tell us how to lay up treasure in heaven. Thou wilt be perfect, go and sell all that thou hast, give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come follow me. I'm going to hold to it. Now, what y'all understand what hold to it means? Well, you can't do it by the letter. You can't do it in the flesh. Well, when your heart is yielded to God, then it's working. When your heart is yielded to God, you're saying, I'm not my own. When you depart, then you're working something else. And you're not holding to it. Even though you have the capability, the commandment, the ability, you're not doing it. And the biggest reason is because you're checking everybody else out and say they're not doing it. We don't have time to do that. Anytime we're doing that, then we're not doing it. Hallelujah. Now, this is probably in most of the Bibles. Anybody got a different translation than the King James? There's probably some around here. Y'all know it is. Huh? You got one? All right. Yeah, that's what we do. But, you know, I'm pretty sure. I hold to, if we follow Jesus Christ, then we forsake all to do it. And I stand on that. You say it all the time. That's because we reject it all the time. You understand that? We reject it all the time. He's supreme. We reject it all the time. Absolutely. You're not going to mock him, are you? Huh? You're not going to rob him, are you? Certainly you won't hide from him. You won't escape his judgment. You might do all those other things, but these are things you won't do. Everybody hear me? You will not escape his judgment. When this really gets in the heart, then you leave all that excrement. Yes, you do. I'm just telling the way it is. Folk that are still following after all these other things, their heart's not after God. No. I'm not asking anybody. This is a testimony of what God's done in this heart. I'm not looking for houses and lands. Huh? No. Children, grandchildren, wives, I'm looking for Jesus. I'm not boasting. This is my testimony. I'm being honest with y'all. I'm telling you, this is what goes on in my heart. And then if when I'm done preaching, it's still going on in my heart. See what I'm saying? That's how I overcome. By the blood of the Lamb, by the word of my testimony, what God has done, is doing in this heart. Hallelujah. So we've covered what a Christian is. That means what he does. He lay up treasure in heaven, not on earth.
Amen.
Told you how to do it.
Hallelujah.
Of course, you see, this is our chapter 19 of Matthew. The guy was interested, so to speak, till he figured out what it cost. And some of us are the opposite. We know what it costs. We just don't want to pay it. He didn't know. He said, good master, what must I do? We know. We know. And he went away sorrowful.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And I guess the mindset some of us have is, well, maybe we'll circumvent it.
Thank you, Lord.
We ain't going to go away. We're going to keep striving, but my way. Maybe we'll just keep bombarding God till he say, okay. Huh? So every day when I talk, no matter what I say, you hear me saying, forsake all. And if it's in not all you say, then you ain't on the right road. Huh? Earthly treasure you can't keep. Christians don't lay up earthly treasure.
Amen.
You're a Christian?
Yes, I am.
They lay up treasure in heaven.
Amen.
How do they do it?
Right.
They forsake all
that's
they
right.
have.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
I'm being redundant, but folk think all they have to do is say a sinner's prayer and get baptized and go to church on Sunday.
Amen.
It doesn't work.
Amen. Praise God.
Now you can lay down your life for Jesus Christ, and all those things will be done. If not, you haven't laid your life down. But you can't do it the other way. Understand? Man laid down his life for Christ. You don't have to say, well, you get with God's people. Huh? You go pray. Come on. I'm just telling y'all about the grace of God in a man's heart. And when I see this other excrement, I say, this is not somebody walking in God's grace. That makes sense? Now, I don't care that you do it, but just let me tell you, God's grace, that's not God's grace. Anybody want to avoid their neighbor, defraud their neighbor, shirk their duties? Huh? That's not the grace of God working. That's all I'm saying. You can do it. You can do it. I'm just telling you. It's not God's grace. And if we're saved, guess what? It'll have to be by the grace of God. Yes, it will. There's no other way anybody's going to be saved. For by grace are you saved. Through faith. It's not of yourself. So all that you can do won't be enough. All that you can abstain from doing won't be enough. It's not of works, lest any man should boast.
Amen.
It is the gift of God.
Amen.
I'm going to hold to that. So when I see all the contrary, all the slothfulness, all the lethargy, and, you know, all the going the wrong way, I say, this is not God's grace working. I know you have Bibles. So we inexcusable. You know, we quote the scriptures. I tell them to you every day. The grace of God that bringeth salvation. Well, when it's working, it teaches us to deny ungodliness. It says, yeah, we shouldn't shirk our duties. Or spiritually or natural. We should help our neighbor in need. That's what the grace of God does. Now, you don't have to follow the grace of God. Everybody understand? The grace of God say, you've been forgiven. Forgive. But when it's not working, we don't forget, you know, what somebody's done. But we forget what he's done. I'm never happy about that. God's not happy about that. Huh? In the Bible, the account, God took that wretched one and gave him to the tormentors. Y'all don't know that? I guess it's going to be different with you, huh?
Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Yeah, the grace of God in you calls you to abhor sin. Yeah, it does. To deny ungodliness and worldly lust. That's what grace does when it's working in you. Huh? Follow peace with all men and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, what's the rest of it? Looking diligently. Lest any man fail of the grace of God. That's quite a line, isn't it? God has grace, but we can fail. Lest the root of bitterness spring up.
Amen.
And many thereby be defiled. Now, these are two scriptures together.
Yes.
Y'all know what a root of bitterness is?
Yes. Unforgiveness.
Is it unforgiveness?
Yes, sir.
That's wicked, ain't it?
Yes, it is.
For the world, no problem.
No.
But for somebody to say, I'm a Christian.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm a
Amen.
Christian.
Amen.
I'm a Christian.
Yes.
Huh?
Amen.
I can't seem to correlate the two.
That's right.
No matter how we perceive it. Unforgiveness on our part say, Lord, I don't need your forgiveness.
Right.
Exactly.
Amen.
Y'all don't, well, I know you don't believe it like that. That's why you're unforgiven.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
But the truth, I'm telling y'all the truth.
Amen.
Unforgiveness in our heart is
Thank
not
you,
grace
Lord.
Working.
Amen.
Let me finish. It's not grace working.
No.
It's saying, Lord, I don't need this grace.
Right.
That's what unforgiveness says.
Right.
That's what it says. And y'all still do it?
Yes. Thank you, Lord. I need grace.
Now, unforgiveness is not something you conjure up.
That's right.
Unforgiveness is what God does.
Amen.
And if you've been forgiven, you know what it
Amen.
Is. Yeah, you know you don't deserve it.
Amen.
And you're going to make Edie deserve it? You're going to make Neil deserve it?
Thank you, Lord.
You wretched.
So
you wretched,
so
ungrateful
so
servant.
So
y'all hear me talking?
Yes.
I'm not going to take it back.
Amen.
Y'all know, this is why I get angry. I'm like this all the time. We're not going to call a time out and then you're going to say, well, let me be bitter. Hell no. It's against you. It's against God. It's against the truth. Now, how come we don't understand that unforgiveness say, God, I don't need your grace. Y'all better believe what I'm saying now. Unforgiveness say, hey, yeah, here's the translation. Here's the interpretation. Unbelief is, God, I don't need your grace. I don't need your grace.
He's a liar.
Thank you, Lord.
I need grace.
Now, you let old Slewfoot deceive you.
Thank you, Lord.
You say, you can do this, but you're okay with God. No, no, no.
Amen.
If you won't receive his gift, you're not okay
Amen.
With him. You need his gift because you don't have what it takes to please him. You need his gift. You don't have what it takes to please him. No, you don't. You can fool yourself and say, I don't need your grace, God. But you wait till the judgment. You wait till the judgment. Wait till the judgment. You'll see if you need it. We do need him, really. Absolutely. Now, you see the difference?
Thank you, Jesus. I need him. Yes.
This is from my heart what
yes.
God has done about unforgiveness.
Thank you, Jesus.
If it's in your heart like that,
Thank you, Lord.
Then you will forgive.
That's right. Absolutely.
I'm just telling you.
Yes, Lord.
Because old wretched man like me can't do it but by the grace of God. So I do understand that I need God's grace. I understand that.
Yes, sir.
I'm pleased to have it.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Well, you see all the scriptures. One scripture say, turning the grace of God into lasciviousness. Well, that's what that is. We allow somebody to do something and we can't forgive them. we won't forgive them. Because we need God's grace to do it. That's what unforgiveness is. You understand? Now, you can't forgive them because you're not walking in the grace of God. And if you're not walking in the grace of God, you can't receive the grace of God. Isn't that simple? I'm just saying it another way. Y'all should be saying amen, amen, amen. I'm observing here, you know. Y'all still making me angry, you know. Oh, thank you, Lord. No man can serve two masters. He will hate the one and love the other. Else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Wherever we yield our members, servants to obey, if servants we are. Huh? If we obey the truth, we're the servants of the Lord. We obey unrighteousness, and we're not the servants of the Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Oh, Jesus. You know, everywhere I look, all through the book, you know, I find a people forsaking all. Not saying, wait a minute. You know, ones that said, hold on. Jesus said, too bad. First, let me go bury the dead. First, go let me say farewell to those. He said, no, 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 no.
Amen.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. I mean, truthfully, honestly, in the spirit, it can only be done by the grace of God. You can't emulate that. No, it won't. You'll find yourself off with all other kind of careers, all other kind of endeavors, all other affection. Come on. You'll call yourself a Christian, but he won't know you. Be not deceived. And let me read it. Go and sell that you have, give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come follow me.
Amen.
This is how we lay up treasure in heaven. All right? Now, you Christians, what are y'all supposed to do? Lay up treasure in heaven, right? I'm going to hold you to it. See, what we do, we like to hear the word, and then we go back and we minimize and we pollute and we dilute, and pretty soon we gainsay and just deny. That's what it ends up. Huh? And even though we've agreed, we should forsake all and follow Jesus, by the time we get done with the pollution and the dilution and the denial, then we just call God a liar. It's a cycle. Y'all don't see that? Hallelujah. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. He was rich. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, verily I say unto you that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. And again I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom. When his disciples heard it, they were exceedingly amazed, saying, who then can be saved? Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible. Absolutely. But with God, all things are possible. I have grace sufficient for you to do this. With Erwin, it's impossible. Huh? But with God, my grace working in you, all things are possible. That's how I'm going to say it. We're going to read the scriptures and make excuse why we can't do them. Then we call God a liar. We can't do them on our own. Again, that means we need God's grace. Well, if we're not going to forgive Neil, then that we're saying we don't need God's grace. then we're double-minded, unstable. See what I mean? Well, we do need God's grace all the time. We need God's grace to forgive.
Amen. Amen.
And we need God's grace so we can be forgiven. It's the same grace. Come on. There's not a grace that for God to forgive me and then another grace for me to forgive Sherry. It's the same grace. If I do away with one, I do away with the other. I'm not making myself. Come on. And y'all still got this unforgiveness? What a reward, huh? What a reward. What a reward. What a reward.
Thank you, Lord. I am forgiven.
What a reward.
Thank you, Lord.
So follow peace with all men, holiness without. Holiness is the standard.
Yes, amen.
Men aren't holy.
Amen. That's right. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, you told us yesterday we were a holy people. Yeah, that's because of the grace of God. Hey, that's because of the grace of God. You don't need that. How y'all going to be holy? Hey, how y'all going to be holy? Oh, thank you, Lord. Lest any looking diligently. Diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God. The other scripture talk about receiving the grace of God in vain. That's what unforgiveness is. Well, it'd be nice if we could say, well, thank you, Pastor Rice, for telling us, you know. Oh, we never heard about this before. Hey, it'd be nice if we could say that, huh? We'd be lying. Yeah, we've heard about this plenty. We spit it out. We rejected it. Not by the Spirit, though. Not by grace, either. When we reject God's gift, it's not by grace. And you think you're going to be saved some other way? Well, well, well. Oh, what tangled webs we weave when we practice to deceive. Yeah, what we're saying is, you know, we got a better way. And men, they love to say that. They don't have to. That's how they're made. How do you know how men are made? Anybody want to answer that for me?
Amen. Thank
you. You got an honest one, though.
That's right.
How is that? By the grace of God.
That's right.
I'm not going to back up.
Amen.
You can call me a liar or a sneak
Thank
all you
Lord.
Want to.
Amen.
I'm an honest man.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
When I steal the rock, Joy, I'll tell you I stole it.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen.
That's how honest I am.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I didn't take it. Praise the Lord. I still need grace, though.
Amen.
Just like the one that took it. Come on, saints. I got a report that the habanero cheese returned. That's righteousness working. Hallelujah. That's the grace of God in action. Unforgiveness. No grace there. No grace there, brother.
Amen. Praise
the Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Well, what's preventing us? I see. Unbelief. Unbelief. Praise the Lord. Of course, we say he's the way, the truth. Well, you know what the truth says, huh? I've just been telling you. Speaking as the oracles of God. It says the stubborn. What stubbornness? What's that like? Oh my God. And what about rebellion? Oh God. And here we are, rebellious, stubborn, stiff necked, hard hearted. The stubborn, the stubborn, the stubborn. Stubborn. Stubbornness refers to not wanting to. Stubbornness is not inability. No. No, no, no. Stubbornness is unwillingness. Idolatry. Iniquity. It's saying, not your will, God, my will. That's what stubbornness is. Well, of course, we don't look at it that way. That's why we so quickly fall into it. But in the grace of God, we say, my God, this is bad stuff. This is contrary to Christ in me. This is contrary to grace. Stubbornness? My God. That mean my will over God? Woo! Y'all don't know that's what stubborn it is? That's why it's called iniquity and idolatry. Idolatry means God. So when you say, I won't, that's you exalt yourself over God. Especially when he said, now you do this. And you say, no, I won't. That's stubbornness. Now, I'm falling short. Help me, Lord. That's one thing. But no, look at what so-and-so is doing over there. Look at what so-and-so is doing over there. You know what so-and-so did? That's stubbornness.
Amen.
Implacable.
Yes. Amen.
Can't do nothing with it.
Amen.
Implacable. Someone incapable of being appeased.
Amen.
Nothing you can do to satisfy them.
Amen.
Or change. Amen. Nothing you can do to change your mind. Amen. It refers to a relentless, unyielding stance.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
A strong negative feeling,
amen,
like hatred,
hallelujah,
or opposition,
amen,
that cannot be stopped,
right,
or softened,
amen,
hard,
amen,
inexorable, relentless, unyielding, unforgiving, and merciless.
Amen.
That goes with the implacable.
Amen.
Unforgiving. Implacable. Merciless.
Amen.
Implacable.
Amen.
That's what your stubbornness,
that's right,
consists of.
Thank you, Jesus.
I know you're going to be stubborn and say, well, I'm not going to try to move away from it. Well, what can I say?
Right.
I'll just do my part.
That's right. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God.
Amen.
Lest any root of bitterness,
amen,
springing up trouble you.
Thank you, Jesus.
And thereby many be,
amen,
defiled.
Amen.
How else can we be defiled?
Thank you, Lord.
Huh? By that which comes out of our mouth.
Exactly.
Oh, we don't believe that either, huh?
I
live here. We aren't so careful with the things we say. Even after being exhorted and warned every day, we aren't careful. As we ought to be. Well, of course, bitterness have a couple of meanings depending on how you look at it. It could be a sharp, pungent taste, like black coffee. See? But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a lingering. That's the key word. Lingering. Lingering. It means it stays there. A lingering feeling of deep anger. It may back up a little bit, but, you know, a little bit of water spring back up. Why? Because it's still there. And the root is there, so, you know, it keeps coming back up.
You
know, long as I don't think about it, no problem. But, oh, yeah, I remember that she did this. That's because the root's still there. But the grace of God takes the root out.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I'm not asking y'all.
Yes.
Hey, see, he's putting it up for us to you know, approve it. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. This is what God told me to tell y'all. Yeah. Amen. Say amen. Praise the Lord. We've all been there. Absolutely. We can, and we ought to say amen. A lingering feeling of deep anger, resentment, and unhappiness caused by unfair treatment. Well, how can we overcome that? By the grace of God. The first step is to acknowledge it. But, you know, I see what's going on here. Many, they just deny it. And they try to convince me that I have no hard feelings. I'm not the one to convince. And let me tell you, when it's that way, he'll be convinced. Not until. You may be convinced, but God's not convinced until it's so. And he'll bear witness because he'll be gone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hopefully I'm not offending you all. I do understand, though. I understand. What do you understand, brother? That as you speak as the oracles of God, you're going to flush out things. And it's not because of you. It's because of the truth that you speak. You need to understand that. You're not angry with me. You might be angry now, but you're not angry with me. No, I'm doing the will of God. Yeah, I am. I couldn't do it except by the grace of God. Huh? You do need God's grace, don't you? Then I'm going to keep on preaching. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Cast off the works of darkness, put on the armor of light. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. I told you how to fix that. Just make sure no one does you wrong. Now, we have grace for that. If you're in bitterness, you deny that. Amen. What scripture you want to say next? Well, why not rather take the wrong? Amen. Just suffer yourself to be defrauded. Yeah, if it's going to keep you from being bitter, praise the Lord, Makia. Hallelujah. Yeah, look at that. Come on. We have good instruction. Huh? But we're stubborn. We don't want to do it. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Grieve not the Holy Spirit. Well, we're good at it. Thank you, Lord. Whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Amen. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor, evil speaking, be put away from you with all malice. Well, what's evil speaking? Whatever is not according to sound doctrine. Amen. Hmm? I'm not going to say my anything is the cause of what anyone's done to me. Amen. Now, when people go to the psychiatrist, they talk about stuff like that. Yeah, that's a bunch of foolishness. I went to Jesus.
Amen.
He cured me. And made me to understand that I've gotten less than I deserve. Now, when we are bitter, we don't say that. When we complain, we don't say that. I'm going to hold to it. Or you can say, I've got nothing against so-and-so all you want to, and you keep complaining, then you're lying.
Amen.
You're lying to yourself.
Amen.
You're lying to God. Well, that's the truth. No one's done you wrong.
No, that's right.
And here's the light I put it in, because God is sovereign.
Yes.
If anything happened to you, it's God's
Amen.
Doing.
Amen.
If you're going to say, Terry did this to me, then you don't put God
Amen.
In the knowledge.
Thank you, Jesus.
I guess you'll have to look to Terry to save
you.
See? How many times do I say no one's done me wrong? Y'all ought to say that. Hallelujah. It's the truth whether you say it or not. On one hand we say no one's done me wrong. The other hand we complain about what folks done. Again, that's double-minded. Unstable. Either God's grace for you is wrong or it's right.
It's right.
I see.
Yeah, Lord.
Well, let me, we're going to go back to the grace then. I guess we'll have to go back to the grace. You like righteousness, don't you? How about I give you some grace? It'll cause you to forgive eating. Oh, well. No matter how I put it. See what I'm saying? Thank you, Makia. It will do it. I know personally. Huh? Once I found the grace not to be able to be done wrong, brother, I love it. I do.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I tell you how simple it is. I do tell you. God is sovereign. The devil got hold of Job, but guess what?
Amen.
He had permission.
Hallelujah.
Well, what happened to you?
Thank you, Lord.
Then I guess they had permission.
Thank you, Lord.
So what are you going to do? Are you going to charge them or the one that gave them the permission? No matter how you say it. How foolish is this? Holding stuff against folk. What will it profit? Maybe you'll feel better. Maybe you'll make them feel better. Perhaps you'll please God. Huh? What would Jesus do? No matter what way you look at it. See, that's how the truth is. And we preach it like this day after day after day, and you still find occasion to hold something against someone. Faithful are the wounds of a friend.
Amen.
Huh? But the kisses of an enemy, they are deceitful.
Amen.
Let the righteous smite me.
Amen.
It'll be an excellent oil. See?
Thank you, Lord.
Well, those are just words, Pastor Rice. Let's see what it says in the Greek. Won't help you. I didn't get this from the Greek.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm not going back up.
Amen,
glory, glory. I'm studying to show myself approved unto God. A workman that needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You all understand that God is the revealer.
Yes. Yes, He is. Thank God.
The conversation came up about seminary this morning. Your son went to seminary? No. Baptist College. Okay, he went to Baptist College. He learned to be a Baptist. Hallelujah. Now, theology, they say, is the study of God. Well. That's quite a deal, isn't it? Well, he'll never find them out without some revelation. You know that? Huh? He won't find them out.
Amen.
No, he won't.
Amen.
He's hidden from the wise and prudent.
Amen.
It revealed unto babes.
Yes, Jesus.
You know, the ones that become as little children.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Help me, Jesus. Well, when God talks to me, I understand that. I don't need Greek. Really? Does he talk to you? He ought to tell you that, huh? Same spirit? Hallelujah. Well, you know, the scriptures, that's the thing, the scriptures. Well, the scriptures actually is the revelation of God. Not found in the Greek.
That's right. God.
If you think the scriptures is some script, it's not. Scriptures is a revelation of God.
Amen.
All right. If I can get it out of this King James Version, then that's it.
Amen.
Huh? But I can get it anywhere.
Amen.
Absolutely. Y'all see how I do it.
Amen.
I get knowledge from God. Yeah, everything. The earth. Heavens declare the glory of God. Firm and sure his hand at work. They speak loud. They speak in every language. Woo! That's what the Bible said. Well, did you read it in the Greek? No. I heard it by the Spirit. That makes sense? Scriptures, scriptures. Revelation of God. That's what scriptures are. Hallelujah. Now, the scribes and Pharisees had lots of questions. And one time he told them, you do err. First of all, you don't know the power of God. You don't know the scriptures. You don't know the scriptures. Nor the power of God. I believe these were Hebrew men. So when they read them, they probably read them in Hebrew. I don't think they had King James Version. I'm not making any sense. Well, then they should have known everything, huh? Why are we going to go get some that it didn't help them and it's going to help us? Give me a break, saints. Huh? The Greek didn't help the scribes and Pharisees. Or the Hebrew didn't help them. No. Well, why do I need to go search it out?
Thank you, Lord.
Come on, saints. Hallelujah. Come follow me. I'll make you fishers of men. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. I'm going to finish this Hebrew. I'm Hebrew. Got Hebrew on my mind. Ephesians chapter 4. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking. The clamor and evil speaking, I guess they could be same category. Clamor is just noise. Not any real meaning to them. That's what evil speaking is. Only it does have a meaning. It's just evil. All right. Thank you, Lord. With all malice, with all malice, with all malice. Thank you, Lord. Well, if we got the bitterness, guess what? We have the malice too. All right. Well, it goes on. These are all together. So we are putting it in context. We don't want to take it out of context. Be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another. So you see it has to do with bitterness, malice. And here's the answer at the end. Charity covers the multitude of sin. Let all things be done with charity. Above all, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sin. Forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. Which means, because of Christ's work, he forgive you. Not because of what you, because what Christ done on your behalf. So that's how we give on. Huh? What God has done for him on Christ's behalf. We forgive him because of what Christ has done on his behalf. No? We make ourselves God when we do it otherwise. No man has that right.
Amen.
Especially not you.
Amen.
No.
Oh, thank you.
Hallelujah. Romans 3 says they are all gone out of the way. They are together, become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Their throat is an open sepulcher. So this is not good speech. Their tongue, they have used deceit. We should speak the truth. But with clamor, bitterness, we don't speak right. Evil speaking. Evil speaking. Evil speaking. Job didn't curse them Sabaeans, all those that came against him. We haven't heard the account of Job, I guess. Well, maybe he should have taken up arms against all those folk that. Well, you all getting quiet on me now. Job did right. He kept seeking God. He didn't even say call down fire on him. Well, I guess he was a perfect and upright man. Well, I'm sure he was. One that feared God, hated evil, feared God. Yeah, okay then. Again, see, we got the example. If it wasn't that case, he would have had bitterness in his heart against us. Yeah. See, them low lives. Kill my sons and daughters. Oh, I got a cause now. What are you going to testify? Somebody kill your sons and daughters? Hallelujah. What are you going to testify?
So I had a friend, and she had 8 children that were living at home, and a drunk woman hit her husband from behind. And while he happened to be on the phone with one of his daughters when he got hit and died. And the daughter said, "Mom, I think Dad was just in an accident." And boys got in the car and they rode up there, and all they got to was ambulances and fire trucks. And there he was dead. It just literally took his neck, almost like she hit him so hard because he was at a stoplight. But this was on TV and everything. So this was a huge event for our area because he was very well liked. And anyway, they went to court. It was all on TV. And she never went to court one time. So the whole court, like you have a side, none of the children went. She didn't go. You never heard her. To me, this was emulated Christ to me so much because she never once said one negative thing about this young girl who was put in jail. Not one time. And she never once went to all the court hearings to make sure that she went to jail. She never did any of that, but just prayed for her. That was it. They never, even though it was on TV quite a few times.
That's quite a testimony.
Amen.
The acronym they use for these guys that get back at the drunk drivers, MAD. See? Yeah, mothers against drunk drivers. See how that goes? What a testimony. Hallelujah. That's how it should be. Yeah, God is the judge. Let him be the judge. I mean, she saved herself a lot of heartache. Absolutely. Thank you, Lord. You know, while we're going to court and all that to make sure people get their just due, understand we'll get our just due. So what we need is grace, because our just due won't be sufficient, but God's grace is sufficient. We need God's grace because it's sufficient. Hallelujah. I'm about to end. I poured out my heart, as always. So if we are engaged and somehow you deny any of this, we're going to have problems. Yeah, you'll understand. You will see that I'm not pleased with it.
Amen.
And I'll know. If you say, "Yeah, Pastor Rice, you preach good, but you know I still got something against Terry," then it's going to be problematic. Or maybe you won't say you've got something against Terry. Maybe you'll just keep hashing it up. and say, well, I don't have anything against Terry, right. But you know, he did this when. Hallelujah. See, come on, saints. How crazy is that?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, if we're going to put together events, you know how we like to do. Yeah, this happened when that happened and all of that. Just figure out when you were contrary and rebellious. You ever put that into equation or just what Terry did? Whatever's convenient, Pastor Rice. I understand. Whatever's convenient. Huh? Why did all that stuff happen to David? David was paying for his sin. He's still God's chosen, but God is righteous.
Yes, he is. Thank God.
And David didn't complain.
Amen.
That's exactly what I was about to say. Every day, the Lord just reminds me of the fact that I get better than I deserve. I've done a lot of horrible stuff, and he's barely given me a inkling of what I deserve. I mean, I don't think people realize or remember the fact that what it is he's actually saving our eternal soul from eternal damnation. I meditate on it all day, every day, the fact that I do deserve hell.
We do.
And I can't look at anybody here and be like, oh, well, who are you to look at me and disdain me? Or
right.
Disdain me. That's fine. The thing about it is, I say this all the time. This is the truth. As bad as you think I am, I'm actually worse.
Amen.
Amen.
Truth, Lord. So true.
Yes.
The
yes,
worst Lord. That you can say about me don't even touch. It don't even touch the
Thank
surface.
You, Jesus.
The Thank worst you, that you can say about me don't even scratch the surface.
Thank you, Lord.
I've been forgiven of much.
Yes, Lord. Praise the Lord.
So you can despise me.
Yes,
you can say whatever you want against me. Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
Amen.
Bless the beautiful.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So David had them rebellious sons that tried to take over his kingdom, but he knew it was the Lord's doing. And notice, David had a great love for his sons, even though they were wretched bullies. Well, what a testimony.
Yes,
what a testimony.
Amen.
That damn Absalom, man, he didn't do it like that. Well, I see.
Amen.
Oh, we like to talk about the song, but somehow we just deceive ourselves and take all the life out of it. Hallelujah. Yeah, if anything happened to us, we should just maybe remember the last time we cut up and say, well, maybe it's for that. But we'd rather remember the last time someone didn't look at me right, and it's because of that. Give me a break. Now, I hope you understand that I believe this, and I'm glad that I do. And you're not going to change my mind. Yeah, you're trying to steal from me. Why can't we associate our wrongdoings with our afflictions? How come it's always somebody doing us wrong? That's not right. That's not good thinking. Hallelujah. You mean you cut up real good and in front of God and everybody? And maybe what's come on you is not chastisement? Well, Pastor Rice. Well, just consider it, okay? Hallelujah. Just consider it, okay? And don't despise the chastening of the Lord. He rebuke and chasten those whom he loves. Hallelujah. All right. Brother Timothy, you going to pray today? Thank you, Lord.
But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Well, Heavenly Father, I could just say I've been forgiven much. And as far as I'm concerned, I got a clean slate with anybody. I don't want to have any malice or ill will with anyone. And if there's anything in my heart, Lord, just lead me in that direction. Lord, take it away, oh God. And so we know that you have given us way less than our iniquities deserve. And so if we just hold anything in heart, Lord, we really don't consider what you've done for us. And so I know, Lord, that we're in perilous times. And, oh, Lord, we just got, times we just think too highly of ourselves, Lord. We oppose ourselves. But I always thank you for your determination to save us, oh, God. We know that the preaching of the word come forth today. And we need to fear you, Lord. We need to fear God and keep your commandments and knowing this is the whole duty of man. And even that is just a reasonable service, Lord. And so, oh, God, restore, Lord. Restore the fear before our eyes, oh, God. And too many things we do, we're just not moved with fear, Lord. And so we thank you for Pastor Rice's faithfulness to labor to minister. And for your grace, oh, God, which is sufficient. And help us, oh, God, appropriate that, Lord. I think we do all say we are Christians, but I pray we live like we're Christians and we not be found to be hypocrites. And so deliver us, oh, God, from any hypocrisy, pretense, and worship and prayer, Lord. We know that, oh, God, that we have this dual nature, Lord, but you've given us all we need for any life and godliness, oh, God. So we surely can let the old man be crucified. And thank you for the prophet sent. Let us know you come in a lifetime. So you're taking away all our excuses, Lord. And so deliver us, oh God, from our complaining. We really have nothing to complain about. I know I don't. And so thank you, Lord, again for saints listening as well, Lord, and body of Christ. And, oh God, we thank you, Lord, that you are coming in a lifetime and you are making the people ready. And so we look at you again, Lord. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. And even now we believe the work's being done. And so your word went forth today. It was truth was spoken here, Lord. I know that we'll not return on you void. So perfect that which we're concerned us, oh God, keep us, Lord, in your will, in your way. Make us ready and make us one. Commit in your care. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Timothy, for praying for us. All right. Thank you for your testimonies. God bless you, precious saints of God. Yeah. Good to see you, Charlene. Good morning. Hey. Hallelujah. All right, Brother Edward. Bless us, brother.
First of all, thank you, Pastor Rice, because you surely spoke your heart this morning, and you spoke God's heart. And I'm not one to say this often, but I love you, and I know we love you.
Amen.
And, you know, I just can't help but think about the days, 2 months I laid over there dying. And, you know, the one, he did so many things for me during that time. But the greatest thing I believe he did for me at that time, and it was with no effort on my part at all. It was just pure grace. I didn't even try to do that. Was all of a sudden, I realized as people were coming to see me, I realized I didn't have the bitterness.
Thank you, Lord.
And the malice and the hatred that I had carried for so long because I was thinking that I had been done so wrong around here. And, you know, now I know it now more than I didn't even really know it then. But, you know, I didn't really know that I was denying the truth that I was reaping what I sowed. And I was denying that all the things that were happening to me were happening, as Brother Charles just said, were for my salvation because of all the things that was in my heart that God needed to purge out. And I mean purge. And so once somehow, I don't even know, just by his spirit, somehow when I was able to consciously recognize that the bitterness was gone and the malice was gone. You know, things changed for me. Things changed for me. And, you know, upon coming back up, I wasn't immediately just like totally 100% right. You know, I mean, I was at that point. But of course, because when God brought me back up, you know, of course, there still was some remnants of this flesh and all that stuff still there. But, you know, I just want to say that this, what Pastor Rice is saying today is very, I don't even have the words to describe the gravity. Because to God to get me to that point, he had to almost kill me. I mean, kill me. And it's not something to continue to push off or to defer to another day for a more convenient season. In other words, what I'm saying is, I see all kind of reactions right now. We've heard the pure word of God. Amen. Spoken in love and truth. And I see all kind of reactions. Some are receiving it. Some are thankful for it. Some are denying it. Some are thinking, well, come back at a more convenient season. Some are outright despising it, implacable. I'm seeing it all. And I'm just exhorting you and admonishing you as a man that God almost killed because of my bitterness and my despite and my rebellion against authority for the chastisement and the correction that God was putting me through. Don't do it. Because he will go to whatever length he needs to go to. And you don't want to get to that point. I pray. I'm telling you, people. I'm telling you, man. You don't want God.
Thank you, Lord.
You don't want God to take you to that point. I'm telling you. I was one breath away from death. I'm telling you. And I'm telling you, all my arrogance and all my mocking and all my defending myself was gone. And it was only pure grace. It was pure grace, I'm telling you. So if I can say anything to you and to me, because even since then, I've still had to fight that at times. Yes, because this thing here, it doesn't want to let go. It doesn't want to let go. But I'm telling you, don't put it off anymore. If I speak at all of the things that I went through here, I hope to speak it in a way that only to tell you factually to maybe enhance a point that the pastor is trying to make. But not to express my bitterness. Amen. Or say, get him, God, or nothing like that. Because God had taken all of that from me. Any of that, if any of that is back in me, it's because I allowed it back. Which I pray, oh, God, help me, Jesus. Because I'm telling you, as Charles said, I deserve much worse.
We do, brother.
But this word today is coming straight from this. This is God pleading with us. I mean, pleading, saying, please, why will you die? So please, you know, in the name of Jesus, don't mock Pastor Rice this anymore with this. And don't despise this. I'm telling you that you can continue to do it. Okay? You just keep on. I'm not afraid of you. And God sure ain't afraid of you.
Amen.
He's warning you.
Amen.
Now, if you can't take it in love like this, you'll take it in his wrath. Either way, it's up to you. Don't play with God, don't play with me. But I'm just trying to help you. This is what Pastor Rice is talking about. He stands up, he pulls his heart out, and then you kick him in the teeth. And you reject him for simply trying to tell you what he's learned by grace. Don't do that. So, Lord, thank you for letting me give that testimony, Father. And I thank you, Lord God, that you took me through that. Because I don't want to carry any of that in my heart and think that I'm going to be ready for you when you come. Bless you for it. Thank you, Pastor Rice, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Brother Edward. God bless your heart.
Bless you, Pastor.
Bless you. Hallelujah. All right, what pleading are from God this morning? Through his vessels, the ones that give the testimonies, the one that preach the word, I hear God pleading. I will plead with you. All right. That's because he loves you. Maranatha, saints, the Lord is coming. Okay. All right, Richard.
Yeah, in my witness there of what I testify of seeing Brother Edward going through when he was in his affliction, because I had to deal with the cow milking for him when he was down for that month or two. And what was unique about that experience was that when I noticed the point where it looked like he was going to die, I called for Brother Stair, and he came in there, and he looked at Edward, and he says, "He's all right." He walked out, and he's the only one of everybody else I've wondered about if that guy's going to keep him alive. I mean, he's like the very rarest one I've seen that God kept him alive to this point, because the rest of them, usually God takes them, about 99% of them. So he was very useful for this testimony today for us all. We're all going through similar experiences we can relate to.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Brother Richard. All right. You see how appreciative Edward is of that. Hallelujah. That's the right response. Thank you, Lord. We should be appreciative for all that God has done for us. Praise the Lord. I mean, we say we know the Lord, and then we act otherwise. Joseph, according to the letter, his brothers did him wrong. Y'all know that. And we see that response of Joseph, because Joseph was in tune with God. He had a focus. You understand what I'm saying? God had shown him things, and he was moving. See what I'm saying? He didn't charge his brothers. Absolutely not. Glory, glory. He said, "And you all might have meant it for evil." Well, what about when folk do you wrong? Well, it's the same thing. They may mean it for evil. You understand that? When folk do things wrong, they may mean it for evil. You hear what I'm saying? They may mean it for evil. But God means it for good. That you might be saved. Maranatha, saints, the Lord is coming.